Mattapan residents gathered near the site of the murders to hold a candlelight vigil last night and then marched to the police station nearby. Among the marchers was the Reverend Eugene Rivers, who's pastor of the Azusa Christian Community Church and runs the Ella J. Baker House in Dorchester. Reverend Rivers joins us this morning. Thanks a lot, Gene. Appreciate your conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about last night's vigil and rally. What are people saying about the murders and the investigation? What's the mood in the neighborhood from your point of view?
The community is traumatized and shocked. This was an extraordinary event which was horrific. The community simply is at a loss. You had what appears to be a summary execution of four people, and this, in terms of crime, was just extraordinary. There was a community meeting where Mayor Menino, Commissioner Ed Davis, religious leaders from around the city came together to hear the pain, the frustration and anger, legitimate, of the community. And so today people are trying to see what comes out of this enormous tragedy. What kinds of opportunities are there to develop new models, ways of thinking, new strategies for dealing with a different kind of violence in 2010 that we had in 1995.
Well, let me ask you about that specifically, if I can.
Sure.
How should the city deal with this? You're among the ministers calling for a new Boston miracle after the violence in the 1990s that was quelled when ministers and police came together in a very large community effort to reduce violence. What does the city, what do the neighborhoods, what do the ministers need to do now?
Number one, we need less of a Boston miracle. That's antiquity. We need a new model. We need strategies which are short-term and long-term. The faith communities, the black church is the premier institution of sovereign institution of black America. The churches must be enlisted. This shooting took place less than 2,000 feet from one of the most important churches in this city. We might now call upon the clergy to come back to the streets, to move from behind the pulpits into the neighborhoods. Forget the miracles. That's old rhetoric. We need a model that deploys faith-based workers working with the police, supporting them, and then providing 7-day-a-week wraparound care, prevention, intervention, and enforcement.
So let me see if I get this straight, and please tell me if I'm wrong. Are you saying it needs to be nice and tough at the same time, that the ministers and the community need to wrap their arms around young people who might be destined for trouble, but at the same time, police need to be tough on troublemakers?
Absolutely. Listen, we have to have the clergy have to be clear that if you do the crime, you do the time. We no longer rationalize or make excuses for over-the-top, out-of-control, unacceptable behavior. The black church must take the hard line that if you commit the crime, kid, you should go to jail. The black churches have to challenge the judges that stop coddling criminals and then putting them back on the streets to wreak havoc in the black community. That is absolutely correct. It's a tough love, you know, prevention, intervention, and enforcement with a no-tolerance attitude towards the kind of behavior. And while I'm on the radio, the black community must step up and cooperate with the police. And if we have any information, we need to turn these killers, these assassins, over to law enforcement and send a clear message to the city and to the thugs that this will not be tolerated in Boston.
All right. And do you get the sense, Reverend Eugene Rivers, that the city is willing to get tough?
Oh, there's no question. Last night, the community came together and they closed ranks. Police, clergy, politicians, community residents. In fact, one of the most powerful statements last night was from a man in the meeting that said, "This is enough. The police did not fail here. The mayor did not fail. We in the black community have to turn these criminals over. This business of no snitch is ridiculous and must be rejected. Anything that the black community knows about this, we need to cooperate as much as possible so that these criminals are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law."
Reverend Eugene Rivers, pastor of Azusa Christian Community Church, who also runs the Ella J. Baker House in Dorchester. Gene, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
God bless you. Take care now. Bye-bye.